Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Larry Jacobs, and welcome to today's education K-12 Education Talk Radio Show. I'm laughing because I'm watching the snowstorm today. I was talking to friends in St. Louis. It was hitting there last night about dinner time. It worked its way east. It's February. What is it? February 5th, Wednesday. We're expecting about 10 inches of snow, or as we like to call it, a minor flurry here in southwestern Maine. And then we're going to get socked with another one on Sunday. But it sure is pretty outside. A little gray, but pretty outside. And I hope wherever you are, you're safe and sound and taking it easy this morning again, because it's it can be crazy out there, I got to tell you. So I'm glad I'm snuggled into the house here. Hey, we've got South by Southwest coming. Well, not that, actually. South by Southwest, okay? The opposite of the Hitchcock movie, the South by Southwest EDU conference. We're going to be talking about that with the producers, Greg Rosenbaum and Ron Reed, in just a couple of seconds, okay? And I just want to go through a little bit of housekeeping that we do every morning. We archive the show at our website. Thanks so many people go over there, education-talkradio.org. We archive the show there. We have our weekly schedule there. You can scroll down, see all the archive shows we've done, move over to the right, swing over to Higher Education Talk Radio or Community College Talk Radio, whatever you wish to do. That's education-talkradio.org. We tweet at EduTalk Radio, at EduTalk Radio, and before and after every show, we do send out a direct link to the show, which will save you a couple of clicks if you want to check that out, at EduTalk Radio. We'd love you to follow us. We follow you in return, okay? And we look forward to that. I have two groups I want to thank today for helping me put together today's show, besides Ron and Greg. First of all, SmartBrief, smartbrief.com. Then click on education. You'll see a plethora of newsletters from associations, et cetera, about what's happening within that association, news of education that refer back to that association, et cetera. They are the great publishers, SmartBrief is, of association newsletters. And if your professional association is not using a smart brief, they might want to think about it. We urge you to encourage them to do so. And those of you in the association business, contact Joe Riddle over at Smart Brief, etc. We are going to be doing a series of shows with Smart Brief. Let me do this right. Smart Brief, Smart Blog winners. Every month they're going to pick the best bloggers, and we're going to bring those education folks onto the show and talk to them as they, you know, get their award, etc., because there's a lot of great chatter going on out there. And Smart Blogs, Smart Brief allows you to keep up with that. So please check it all out, smartbrief.com. I think they publish in like 40 different industries, but the one we're talking about, although they're all interesting, the one we talk about is education. So smartbrief.com, click on education. And also check out the smart blogs, etc., and you will be amazed at what's going on out there, and look for our series of shows to begin with the people who win every month, who are selected as the best bloggers out there. It's really good stuff, and I encourage you to get involved in it. Okay, so please go do so, okay? That'd be great. And also, I want to thank my good friends over at Mind Research Institute. That's mindresearch.net, mindresearch.net. And they tweet at mind_research. And they are going to be having a presentation at South by Southwest, and I promised them I would mention this. It's going to be on connecting the blended learning dots. Chris Liang Vergara and Matt Peterson has been on my show. It's going to be a core conversation, social and mobile learning, I guess, with the categories, connecting the blended learning dots at the Hilton Austin Downtown Salon A, like you'll remember that, just look for this, on Tuesday, March 4th at South by Southwest. So Hilton Austin Salon A, Tuesday, March 4th, noontime down there, connecting the blended learning dots. And this is amazing. Matt Peterson is actually smarter than I am, so you'll really learn a lot. And who puts all this together? God, that took a long time, guys. Hi, Ron. Hi, Greg.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today, sir?
I am fine, Ron, and I am sorry that took so long. I just realized I had so much to do over there.
No apologies. We're big fans of many of your sponsors, and we appreciated the shout out to the session on the program. So good morning to you, and Greg
good morning.
And I are happy to be here with you.
Hi, Greg.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm fine, buddy. How you doing? How's Austin today? I assume it's snowing in the 10s or 20s?
Well, not quite, Larry, although you'd be surprised. It's cooler than it usually is. I think it's supposed to be at the 40s today. So we have a little kinder climate than you're enjoying, and we're, of course, hoping to dial in some sunny, warm weather for March.
That'll be great. And have you guys made it over to TCEA? That's doing in Austin this week, isn't it? Did you get over there?
It is. Actually, Greg and I just got into town. We had run up to Washington, D.C., where we hosted a community meetup this week and really enjoyed connecting with, I don't know, 100 of our speakers and registrants from the Washington, D.C. area. So we arrived late last night. I'm actually headed over to TCEA. I've got a couple things I'm doing there this evening. And so looking forward to it.
And that's great. And what was your – just talk for a second about that, and then we'll get into the conference. What was it – what did you do in Washington? How long were you there? What was it all about? Just speak on that one. That's interesting, Ron.
Sure, yeah. This is Greg. We were there
Hi, Greg. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. We were there for sort of a short trip. We were just up for about 24 hours or so. But one of the things that South by Southwest Interactive has found – very valuable is creating sort of sub-communities within the larger community of South by Interactive, and especially building some networks prior to showing up on site and doing it at the local level. So they have every season for the last 5 or so years, they've gone out to different cities across the country and hosted these sort of informal meetups to kind of get a sense where you have an opportunity to meet the staff, but also have an opportunity to meet other people in your area that are either attending or presenting or participating or curious about South by Southwest. And so having participated in a number of the interactive meetups, we decided that it'd be great to try doing one of our own specifically dedicated to educators and South by Southwest EDU. So on Monday evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we hosted a meetup at a cool incubator in Washington, D.C. called 1776 and invited the local South by Southwest EDU community to come join us and share both their experience with us but also with each other. And it was a great turnout, really nice energy, and a lot of folks that were excited about the event and looking forward to seeing everyone in March.
And, of course, that number 1776 is important. I believe that's the number of times Congress has tried to repeal Obamacare. Is that correct? 1776. I hope you had a good time. You know, I have to say this. I really congratulate you guys. And I mean this, besides just the wonderful conference you put on, but you work all year to be involved and get the conference in high energy with education, and I know that for a fact, and I just think it's just great. And you do that on cutting-edge type stuff, and I think I really am impressed with the stuff you guys do. I have to say that, too.
Well, you're very kind, Larry, and I have to tell you, I mean, we're having a blast as well. There's so much positive energy and enthusiasm in the space. There's so much innovation and optimism, frankly, that you know, it's really a pleasure to, you know, to play host to the community's conversations about learning. And so, again, we appreciate that. Know that we enjoy doing what we do, and I think hopefully, you know, the level of fun and enthusiasm we have for it is shared by our attendees. Certainly that's the sense that we have.
And I can't speak, obviously, for the many attendees, but the ones I know who go there, okay, always just say how wonderful it is. So you guys need to know that, you know, that what
well,
you're doing is working. I mean it. And let me just say this before we go any further. South by Southwest EDU, the conference and festival, is what we're talking about. Ron and Greg are the two producers of it. And it's going to be March 3rd to the 6th, 2014, in beautiful Austin, Texas. And you can go to SXSWEDU.com and get all the information over there. And actually, registration starts, if I may, on Sunday, March 2nd. Okay, it's at the Austin Convention Center, and it's going to be really cool, and it's going to go on for a number of days, and people who go just love it, so I have to tell you that. And meanwhile, I'm clicking on the – oh, there we go. Okay, want to talk about some of the speakers you're going to have there? I know one of them is Jeffrey Tambor, one of my favorite actors. My kids just ran into him. They were standing in line at Customs. Okay, they were coming back from, I think, Japan, and boom, there was Jeffrey Tambor in line in front of them. There's a weird coincidence. He's going to be your final keynote?
Yeah, we were really excited to announce Jeffrey, and of course, as you know, many folks know him from his TV experience and his work with Arrested Development, and certainly we've been fans of that for some time. But he also
Words make me laugh. Yeah.
Well, he prides himself on being a teacher, as he has been for many years in California, working with actors and theater performance. And so I'm really excited. I think we just released the description of his session, which is, I think, a really inspirational message that encourages teachers and educators to really maximize their personal experiences to connect with their learners, much the way Jeffrey does in his stage work and certainly in his teaching regarding acting and so forth. So we recall fondly a couple of years ago we had the good fortune of having LeVar Burton on the program. And
Roots and Star Trek Next Generation, yeah. Star Trek Next
And Reading Rainbow was the more direct connection to his engagement with EDU. But I think our attendees appreciate hearing from celebrities who, proud as they are of their body of work, really celebrate the good work that that educators do every day in the classroom. And so we're excited about having Jeffrey on the program, very much so.
You got to be. You can see where my head is. You say LeVar Burton, and I say Star Trek Next Generation, as opposed to you kind of see where that goes. But that's amazing. You know, actually, I'm looking down the list of speakers, and you have Cheryl Absher from Calcasieu Parish Public School. She's been on my show, and I'll tell you a crazy coincidence. Brian Alsbach, one of your speakers from Eli Media, literally his card is the top one on my desk today. I'm supposed to call them this week. Okay, is that weird or what?
That's great. That's great.
That's literally the top line thing. And they do cool stuff. What got me over there, I was just at FETC, and what got me over there was they teach history through games, and I'm an old history teacher, and they have a game, I think, called Historia, and I guess where kids can live through history. And so it was really an interesting place to go. I hope people go over there. It's Eli Media. Okay, cool stuff. And I'm looking for some others, but there's a long list. Who are the biggies coming? Maybe we could talk about that. Bill Batters will be there from the President National Science Teachers Association. I know a lot of these people. I'm just looking down here real quick.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Who else are the biggies? Who are the biggies?
Yeah, well, we're really excited about the program, Larry. And probably the first thing to observe is I think we have probably some 700 speakers at the event this year. And as you may recall, We really secure that content by and large from the community proposing it via our crowdsourced tool Panel Picker. And so we feel like the program is really current and vibrant. It reflects the interest of the community since they functionally built it. Indeed, we're really, really pleased with the swath of our speakers, concurrent sessions, as well as our featured speakers and keynotes. You know, we feel like many of our panel presenters, are keynote worthy, and so really the quality of speakers throughout the program at South by Southwest EDU is something we're really proud of. We actually just did a big programming announcement yesterday and highlighted, in addition to Jeffrey as another keynote speaker that we announced, a number of sort of featured speakers and sessions that are on the program this year. And so, again, all this information is on the website, but maybe I'll invite Greg to kind of share with you, I think, from our featured speaker series, some of the folks that, again, we're really, really proud to have on the program.
You should be.
Yeah,
sure. And by the way, hold on, Greg, one second. I just noticed Tim Clark is going to be down here. Tim was on the show a week ago. He was just named an education innovator, just so you know this, from Tech and Learning magazine. And he's put together a program for the schools just north of Atlanta, Forsyth County Schools, that gets the community involved in having the kids access to Wi-Fi. It is really cool. We just did that show a couple of maybe a week ago or so. So Tim Clark's going to be a good one too. I'm sorry, Greg. You go. Go.
No. And this is sort of what's great about the program, and especially about how you're able to interact with the online schedule or the mobile app, which we released on Monday. is that you can find colleagues, friends, and also thought leaders from across the education landscape that are participating, not just in the roles that we sort of highlight on a featured or keynote level, but across the board. And that's really sort of the magic of the event. The concurrent programming is really our pride and joy, and we're so excited that through Panel Picker, the community has really given a lot of energy to this and sort of brought to the table what they think is very important to be discussing. But, you know, to Ron's earlier point.
Obviously, if these people were guests on Education Talk Radio, they're obviously important. So,
well, we would surely concur, Larry.
This is great stuff, guys. I'm telling you, I'm flipping slowly through the whole list. It's just absolutely incredible. Okay,
well,
and
look,
I love that. Yeah, wow. Don Frame, my good buddy from Teacher Match, he's going to be there. This is great. Don's got this great program. Okay, his thing is called Predictive Analytics for Powerful Teaching. Teacher Match is a company that matches the needs of the classroom to hiring the right teacher. It's pretty cool stuff. I love this. Well, this is fun. I know everybody.
Yeah, and we could probably spend the rest of the interview just kind of checking out what's on the schedule, and we would love to do so. But maybe just to revisit Ron's earlier point about some of the other notable speakers that we have on the program. The other keynote that we announced earlier is this really exciting and dynamic duo, Vivian and Norma Ming, who have sort of different backgrounds in the education space. One, Norma, sort of from a K-12. She was a practitioner for a while and has since become a researcher and has sort of a great understanding of both the classroom and what studies are being done. And then Vivian Ming, who comes not only from a research background but also has worked in a lot of neurological stuff and also some of the mechanics around developing stuff to support education. So they're coming together right now, and they're working on passive assessment and a few other sort of innovative tools that will hopefully minimize the actual impact of technology on the classroom and allow teachers and students to kind of do what they do best, and that's to teach and learn together. So it'll be a really exciting keynote. And then maybe a few featured speakers just to call out, and one of the biggest changes that we have for this season is that instead of just having solo voices aligned to the feature speaker program, we're expanding it to highlight a couple sort of moderated interviews or conversations to get a little more vibrancy from different aspects of the program. So, for example, some of the speakers that we just announced or that have been announced on the program for a little while, but we're celebrating continually. One that we're very excited about is Jack Andreka, who is the student scientist who won the International Science Fair last year with
Colbert.
So we're excited to have him on the program, and he actually is going to be talking about sort of access to scientific journals and the structures that are currently in place in terms of access to research and knowledge in the science world. Wendy Kopp, who is the founder and was the CEO for Teach for America for a long time, now is doing Teach for All. She'll be joining us. Diane Ravitch, who recently authored the book Reign of Error from the New York University, will be there. Nolan Bushnell, who is the grandfather of gaming, from being the founder of Atari and actually Chuck E. Cheese, to his current work now with Brain Rush and really sort of thinking about the cognitive process around education. And then maybe just to point out a few sort of panels that we're excited about, there's this TEACH program coming out of the U.S. Department of Education whose main goal is really to elevate the profession of teaching. And so we're bringing in a panel of speakers to kind of discuss what's going on now and how that can continue to develop. James Bernard, who's the Global Director of Strategic Partnership for Microsoft, Genevieve Du Bois, who is the Director of Educator Engagement at the National Board, and Maru Diaz, who is a Teacher Ambassador Fellow at the U.S. Department of Education, will all join each other on a panel in Austin to discuss, you know, how can we really continue to elevate the profession of teaching and encourage more people to join the field as we go forward.
I think it's fantastic. And, you know, one of the things I love about all this, and I'll stand by what I said earlier, it's just such cutting-edge, great thought behind it that makes it different from so many other conferences. And one of the other things that makes it different, and I'm going to just read this again, March 3rd to the 6th, but everywhere the logo says South by Southwest, SXSWEDU, then it says Conference and festival. Conference and festival. Okay, so what are you going to have, like jousting and that sort of stuff? What is a conference and festival? Medieval pipers? What are you doing?
Perhaps on a good day. I mean, we think a lot about, you know, the variety of learners, the great diversity of the community of attendees that join us at South by EDU. You know, we're really proud, as we've been discussing, of our panel sessions and prominent speakers, but there's so much going on across the learning landscape that last year we saw an opportunity to really enrich the experience for attendees and announced a number of sort of festival components, as we referred to them. One that you may be familiar with and we've done for several years is an EdTech entrepreneurs program called Launch EDU. A mm-hmm. number of companies yep. apply to come highlight their early stage startup company at the event. We have a really spectacular advisory board who evaluates them, and we invite many of them to the event to come essentially in a short pitch program, highlight their innovation to a panel of judges and the community at large. We go through a couple different rounds of the program, and then we'll host a Launch EDU party in which we'll announce the winner. And so we've been doing that for a couple of years, and again, the community really responded well to panels and featured sessions and workshops, and the Launch EDU component had been very vibrant. So a few other things that we debuted last year and have built and expanded upon this year, one that I'm particularly pleased with is we rent a very cool movie theater in downtown Austin.
Alamo Draft House Cinema. I'm looking at that right now. Am I right?
You are correct, Larry. And the great news is it's like a block and a half from the convention center, and it's a lovely forum for us. We'll screen probably 20 different education documentaries and narratives at the Alamo. And again, the response was really positive last year. So this year we've expanded the programming, their nighttime screenings, et cetera, et cetera.
That's cool, and I'm going to just take a shot here and say they probably serve pretty good beer.
You know, I think they do,
they
also serve food, and it's actually a really thriving chain that is headquartered here in Austin and is now expanding, and so we really love our partnership with them. You know, some of the other festival components beyond Launch EDU and EDU Film. One is last year we debuted a makerspace at South by Southwest EDU, and I think it was really helpful in sort of introducing the maker movement to a number of our community members, and again, a really positive response. We sort of expanded that space this year to what we're referring to as the EDU Playground. And essentially what we've done, Larry, is invited educators in to highlight best practices and initiatives with good impact. And in the maker arena as well as STEM, we're loving an opportunity to really help drive a conversation about special needs students and accessibility content throughout the program. That'll be featured at the playground. Gaming and learning, and increasingly as well, the arts integration of the curriculum is a topic that we're fond of and happy to highlight. So this is going to be a really casual programming space, quite large, number of educator displays, and then we'll be hosting many informal talks by those educators highlighting their initiatives. A number of short hands-on engagements and opportunities. And so as we think about the attendees' experience at EDU, there are probably 300 sessions they could attend over the course of a few days. But we know that sometimes there's a desire to do something different, get out of a session room and have a still richer dialogue with folks that align to your particular interests. And so, again, Launch EDU and EDU Film and the Playground are all examples of that. The other thing I'll give a quick shout-out to that we just announced yesterday was our expanded policy forum. I know you appreciate, Larry, that oftentimes, you know, policy can facilitate innovation or it can impede it. And so as we think about how South by EDU as a platform can really help drive actionable outcomes and constructive development, we know that without engaging policymakers, that's a greater challenge and sometimes easier said than done. So our national policy forum is a series of sessions that are press moderated by a number of very cool outlets, including Politico and the Washington Post, our good friends locally at the Texas Tribune, who are big content partners for the New York Times, the Hechinger Report, again, a number of media outlets that I know your listeners are familiar with. And we feel like that that press-moderated conversation permits a really frank and objective conversation about pressing issues in public and higher ed. So those are at least a few of the what we would think of as festival components that we think sort of enrich the options for our attendees beyond the panel sessions. You know, we're finding ourselves making reference occasionally to the phrase of South by EDU, where old school meets new school. We think a little bit of the conference model and panel sessions, but how do we invigorate that model and provide a richer experience for our attendees? And so again, that's sort of the context of what our thinking in terms of having both a conference and a festival at South by Southwest EDU.
And, you know, Ron and Greg, I have to ask you, you guys put together this fantastic thing, and I'm going to ask you how folks are going to navigate it. You're going to help them. But I'm just curious, were you two like bred in a laboratory that creates great show producers?
That's too funny.
Did they throw out other clones before you guys? I mean, is there like a city somewhere of just people like Ron and Greg walking around, but they don't have any brains that just kind of mumble around and walk around, but they selected you two? I'm curious. You guys have put together this incredible thing. It's absolutely unbelievable. And just before I ask another question, Ron, what is your background, education or production of conferences? And then I want to ask Greg, who I think it has some kind of really software genius thing. But, Ron, what's your background?
Oh, that's too funny. Well, yeah, first of all, I mean, we've got the good fortune of being a part of South by Southwest, who, as you know, Larry, puts on really spectacular, huge events. So Greg and I feel very entrepreneurial, and no, we are not event planners. We're pretty passionate about the topic. You know, for my part, my background was in educational publishing. I was involved and had some good fortune with several early stage ed tech companies that were subsequently sold to big brands, and additionally ran a curriculum development company for about a decade. So I have a real appreciation for the challenge of content that aligns in a way that really, you know, is impactful for teachers and is engaging for learners on it. And so that's been my background. And I'll defer to Greg to share with you his, although I'll embarrass him modestly and highlight that Greg is on the Forbes list of 30 individuals under the age of 30 who are shakers and movers in education, and I'm so proud of him, and I'm fond of sharing that, you know, Greg is, as the producer of the event, as much the soul and spirit of South by EDU as the community at large is. But Greg actually came to us as a college graduate from Kenyon University. Greg is a spectacular musician, and I think was initially drawn to Austin because of the music environment. But Greg did something that was really, really smart, and he networked with other alum from Kenyon University, which coincidentally, our chief technology officer at South by Southwest is a Kenyon grad. He and his team are the squad that are responsible for bouncing internet signals off of buildings through space to give us great connectivity throughout the event on Wi-Fi. And then also our real mentor in developing South by EDU is the gentleman Hugh Forrest, who is the director of South by Southwest Interactive, who is also a graduate of Kenyon University.
So this was more than a coincidence about that. This was they love these Kenyon grads. They love
Well, you know,
Kenyan
certainly.
Greg, are you really smart, or did you get these and you just happen to be a Kenyan grad?
It's just right place at the right time, Larry. That's all it is.
and I knew about the Forbes.
Serendipity.
I knew about the Forbes 30, whatever you call it, but it's great. I would ask another question, but you keep referring to it, Ron, as South by EDU. Is that the way you want me to say it, or is it South?
No,
by
and forgive the shorthand, Larry.
It's
you
okay.
know, and in fact, we're increasingly referring to the event as South by Southwest Education to be pretty crisp about it. But
okay,
but
cool.
yeah, the South by Southwest family of events, we are South by Southwest EDU. But it sure seems at this point in our season, with a month out from the event and a bunch of moving pieces, shorthand version is South by EDU. So all of those are acceptable. As we're fond of saying, it hardly matters what you call us as long as you call us.
You got that right. And, Greg, let me swing over to you. I want to ask you two things. There's a lot going on at the conference, okay? And I'm sure you've thought this through. How are you helping people navigate their way through and select all the things that we do? And then also, B, since you're the software genius, is there going to be a virtual thing? A lot of people want to go and can't. How are they get involved, if possible, virtually? So those two questions, one for the folks who are there and one for the folks who can't make it.
Sure, absolutely, Larry. So And it kind of comes in stages, too. It's sort of like there's some planning and there's some assistance and resources we develop to help people figure out their plan and their time at South by Southwest EDU in Austin leading up to the event. We have resources that are then available for them sort of as we get closer to the event and then really are helpful on site. And then we have a number of resources that we provide people once the event is over to keep the energy going afterwards. So I'll kind of go through in the chronological order of that. But we started doing this thing over the summer where we created digital flip books or just short little pamphlets that instead of printing a ton of copies and mailing them to everyone, we provided digital flip books to folks online. They're actually on our website under digital tools as our community updates. And most recently, the last community update that we put out actually highlights the digital tools that we have available. It has a short checklist of, you know, how can you plan for your trip in Austin for South by Southwest. There's little blurbs about all the different sort of key components of the conference and festival, from keynotes and featured sessions to launch EDU and the playground. And then finally, we included in there the results of a pre-conference registrant survey that we did in early January, which was a way to kind of gauge the community and then reflect that back to the people that are coming to let them know what their colleagues are thinking and who's coming. And so there's a lot of sort of fun results. You know, generally speaking, our audience is very optimistic about the future of education. They're early adopters. You know, I think more than 70% have graduate degrees. They're very well educated. And maybe one surprising fact before I move on to the other digital tools is that there's actually a slight preference for a physical book over a digital device when reading a full book, which we thought was interesting and illuminating in some ways because of the prevalence and the prominence of digital devices moving forward, which may just mean that a lot of us grew up with physical books and still have a fondness for holding a book full of paper. But so those resources are available on our website under the community update, which is beneath the digital tools if you're looking at the navigation. In terms of
again, that's
the digital
let me just give the website again, sxswedu.com. Okay, like South by Southwest EDU.com. Go ahead, Greg.
Perfect, yeah. So one of the things that we wanted to make accessible to registrants at the event was a way for them to find other registrants and connect with them sort of through a social device. And so we created something that South by has been using for a while, but we denote as EDU Social, which once you're registered for the event, you can log in, you can create your own profile in there, and then you can see through the different sorting and self-identification tags, you know, where people are coming from, what people have similar interests to you. You can then reach out to those folks and say, hey, I would love to grab coffee while you're in Austin, or after the event you can even touch base with them, or during the event and say, hey, you know, it was so great seeing your session at the event. Would love to catch up further down the road. And part of this is all just trying to create more sort of interactions between the community and help them not only cultivate sort of stimulating conversation, but also move closer towards actual outcomes and give them the tools they need to continue to stay in touch throughout the year.
And if I may, it's a great way to meet girls.
So some of the other tools that we have available that are really good sort of in the weeks leading up to the event, now that the schedule is announced and in most parts finalized, with the exception of a few announcements we'll make in the next week or so. But the online schedule and the mobile app both sync to your EDU social account and allow you to not only look at everything that's happening, but to add favorites, to add things to a schedule, to build it all out so that you have an opportunity to your EDU social account either be on your mobile device or on your computer and be able to navigate your way through the event. One of the cool features that we've added to the mobile app this year is called Discover. When you first launch the app, you'll see a series of photos that have been identified by the session presenters or the EDU filmmakers or the playground presenters that sort of what embodies what they feel their presentation will be like. So by going through this Discover feature, there's a visual way to sort of identify what content you find interest. You can click on those photos and you can add those sessions or those displays or talks or whatever they may be to your schedule as well. And then finally,
I'm sorry, go.
Oh, sure. So finally, we will not be live streaming anything at the event this year at this point, but we will be capturing footage of all of our keynotes and our featured speakers, and we try to do audio podcasts for as many sessions as possible, and these are resources that we will post to our website soon after the event concludes and allow the community kind of access. We have the podcast and the videos from the past couple years, South by Southwest EDU, and those are available to the community as well if they'd like to take a look.
And, you know,
and
Larry,
that's important.
Is...
And, you know, I just got to say, guys, excuse me, Ron, one sec. And I just got to say it's important because so many people want to go and just can't. Okay.
Understood.
And,
fueling that content post-conference for access is something that we're excited to do. It's not inexpensive, as you know, sort of capturing these assets and making them available. And so we've had the good fortune of underwriting and support from organizations that permit us to really make that available. So we really appreciate and are proud of that. But I was just going to say briefly that this was certainly one of the questions that we drew a lot of in Washington, D.C., and that is, you know, what should I go do? And Greg and I were speaking afterwards. It's a little like asking someone what they should order for dinner. Don't really know what they've eaten earlier in the day, what they're allergic to or particularly love. And so, you know, we consider this a compliment that there's so much going on at the program that folks are really needing to be thoughtful about their approach to it. So the mobile app and the online schedule, all of our content is tagged by various themes. So if you're interested in accessibility issues or entrepreneurial topics or best practices or any number of, I think, 14 or 16 different themes that are on our website, there's a way to sort of organize content to look at to be sure that you maximize your time here. But I think one of the things that we would encourage folks, and again, we consider it a compliment that folks say, gosh, you know, I don't quite know what to do. And again, you know, Greg and I smile when we hear that. But we do acknowledge that it requires for our attendees, you know, I mean, I think you can come to South by EDU with no plan, then you can have a really spectacular experience. And again, we're big supporters of serendipity and collisions of the, you know, the casual conversations, I think, are as valuable as the session programs. But we really encourage the community to establish their EDU social account, to really collaborate with others at the event, to spend some time with the online schedule and build a schedule in their mobile app. And yet, having done those things, to come to the event with a degree of flexibility and openness to sort of ride the current where it takes them. But in any event, a number of tools to help folks really maximize their time and focus their energies. And so we're hopeful that this is helpful for them.
It is helpful. And, guys, we got to go. You know, I love you dearly when you come on the show. My only last question to Greg is, Greg, in order to go to South by Southwest EDU, do you have to be a graduate of Kenyon College?
Yeah, it's a tiny, tiny school in rural Ohio.
Is it open to others? Is it open to others? That's my concern.
It is open to anyone and everyone. We'd love to have people from students all the way through lifelong learners and everywhere in between. It's registration will be open throughout the event. So even if you show up on site and you don't yet have a badge, you're welcome to get one there or do it leading up to the event. Registration is always open, and we welcome everyone to Austin with big arms. We're excited to have people.
Yeah,
you know, Larry, we should probably also, for the benefit
quick,
of your listeners, highlight that our lowest registration rate, as of Friday, or actually beginning end of day Friday, there will be a registration rate increase. So folks should register this week to come join us and know that they can save enough money so they can buy you a beer in Austin, Texas, Larry.
That's good to me, buddy. All right, guys, take it easy. I got to run off. This was great. Obviously, we got another show coming up after the conference. I'll keep pushing it here. Send me the press releases. All is great, and you guys do a great job. Thanks a million, Greg, and thanks a million, Ron.
Thank you, Larry.
So much,
have a great day. Keep warm, man.
Yeah, you got that. It's snowing up here. Have a good day, guys. Ron and Greg, the wonderful producer of South by Southwest EDU, sxswedu.com. This is a great conference, okay? That's all I have to say on this subject, in a great city. Okay, and it's just everything you want it to be. Thank you, SmartBrief, for sponsoring today's show. Go over to smartbrief.com, click on education, and also get involved in their smart blogs and the awards they're going to be given on a monthly basis to the best education bloggers. It's really great stuff, smartbrief.com. And I want to remind everybody that my good friends over at Mind Research are going to be involved in one of the rooms for a presentation at South by Southwest on Tuesday, March 4th at noon at the Hilton Austin downtown, connecting the blended learning data with Matt Peterson and Chris Liang Vergara. It's going to be good. Connecting the blended learning dots. Connecting the blended learning dots. Hilton Austin downtown, Tuesday, March 4th at South by EDU. I'm going to say it like Ron does. Okay, go to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. We're going to tweet it out at EduTalkRadio. Please follow us. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is K-12 Education Talk Radio. We appreciate you listening live or on the archives. Please tell your friends and follow us on Twitter. Have a great day.